This hypnosis track has been specifically designed for you, the ones who help others, the carers, the doers, the community organizers, the volunteer, the maker, the one who is making the sacrifice for others, ones that see what others need and step in and be there for others, whether that's paid or unpaid, during this particularly unusual time. And even though the contribution that you're making, I know you probably feel that it's not enough. You possibly feel like you just one person, and how can everything that you're doing, even though you are doing everything, all of your skills, knowledge, energy and resources, you probably feel like you wish you could do more. But the wonderful thing is that there is more than you can do. And even though when someone's scrolling through social media, paying attention to the words self-care, breathe, relax, meditate, all of those things are all well and good to read, but I know that people who just want to be there for others, well, they're probably the people who are least likely to take the time for themselves, yourself. So here is a little bit of time for you. Because it's not just important for you, and you are important, to step back. Go inside. Retreat. And quieten down. And you'll know that by taking this time, when you return to continue to return to do what you do on a daily basis, that you will be more recharged, more therefore, here for and there for, and increasing your ability to make a difference, just like you would like to. It might sound counterintuitive, taking some time out, but sometimes the counterintuition, if you listen to the tuition of your intuition, you might find that you already know this deeply. You just needed to nurture yourself in the right direction, to go inside. Now, And for some people, that place inside is an imaginary place you go to. One that is particularly wonderfully relaxing. In the imagination, to feel and see, hear, hearing quiet stillness within, the still quietness of a place like this. Or maybe you're one of those wonderful people who connect deep with the energies in our heart, the feelings in the different parts of the body, and an awareness of how and where sensations and energies flow. Or maybe you'd like to connect more with the breath just now. It doesn't matter whether you do one, two, or all of these things. You are your own wisdom, and you know where to go. Your unconscious, that wise part of you, that knows, just as you know, how to retreat inside stillness, drift now. And as you do, I'd like to tell you a story. A story about a place that I learnt about as a child. One day, when I was very young, I travelled on a journey. A bus journey filled with the playful joy of curious and open-hearted children. They sang. We laughed. Played games. And sometimes the children just drifted into their own thoughts. As you can imagine, watching the newness of a different landscape appear and disappear through the window. A journey where eventually the bus parked up, pulled its brakes on outside of a museum, a historic open-air museum from a long time ago. Those Victorian times when people used to work probably 6 or 7 days a week with unfathomably long shifts, countless hours, a day and night. Underground, in the darkness, aching with barely the time to relax in between, and there is a saying, isn't there, about being right up to the coal face, that black, cold, dense thickness. Right up close. In the darkness where people can't see anything. beyond. And these people, these dedicated workers, would chip away at the coal face, and it would feel like it was never ending. And piece by piece, the coal would come away, a slow progress. And just one person might feel like you weren't making much headway at all. Might feel like you want to do more. But the wonderful thing is that collectively, underground, deep down where things become still and relax, there are many others up to the coal face too. And collectively, invisibly connected, creating a collection of energy, which collatively collected, even if the coal face seems so close, know this. Know that together, what you're doing really is making a difference. You are the difference that's making the difference. And one person, two people, even more, just stepping back, taking a pause for breath, to sigh, to ground, to release, knowing that through the collective consciousness of your work with others, the effort is supported by others as you support them. And of course, it really is impossible to spend 24 hours a day or night right up to the coalface, even in Victorian times. People went home because it's important to rest deeply. People rest deeply. And when those people emerged from deep underground and put space between them and that coal face, whenever they'd done a night shift, they might be able to see the sun rising in the distance. Because that always happens every morning. The light casting illumination all across the land. And even the fog that was hanging over the fields through the darkness of night, even that has begun to clear now. Evaporated by the warmth of the sun. So it's easier to see more clearly, isn't it? And so, on a journey home, to take some deep breaths. and to enjoy the colours and the little things that you've missed for so long, and connect deeply with them on a spiritual, emotional, or very real, whatever's right for you kind of level, with the beauty in the world that continues to exist, comfortingly familiar, our natural springtime that grows and develops. And then, once you relaxed and reached the comfort of home, a sanctuary, the emotional dirt, the muddy thoughts from a shift that can really shift now. Emotional stuff, you can just wash that away. To watch as you wash the tiny bits of coal face from the parts of you that long to feel fresh, clean, recharged and reset once again. So watch the dirt washing away in its own pattern, down, away, down, away, and spending as long as you like, as long as you need, showering and bathing in warmth, because warmth always helps everything to just relax deeply, doesn't it? And then retreat, tending to and caring for and dressing any small wounds that they notice, so you can heal yourself easily, wrapping themselves up warm in comfort by a fire to just watch the flame gently going nowhere. And to eat your favourite food, that nourishing, nutrient-rich taste of looking after yourself from a nutritional point of view, and perhaps looking after yourself if we think of emotional nutrients, making sure that you choose the right ones, that any information out there, TV, that social media, the non-useful information which you kind of don't really need to know or already know on some level, just let that stay there. Leave that off. Just switch off. Because you've spent long enough at the coalface already. So just retreat. be to go to that particular place of a perfect temperature of beautiful colours and landscape where you can just let go and take some time. Maybe you're noticing the energies within the body here and there shifting once again. And you might notice places where the energy was moving slower through particular parts before. You notice that they're beginning to free themselves up now as you breathe more deeply, more freely, more easily. Retreat, rest, relax. Just drift off here. And you've probably heard stories too of superhero acts, of people finding this superhero strength, of lifting a car to save another human being, or running faster than you've ever run before in order to avert a crisis. Of just switching off through times when normally people would be fearful, but instead just pushing through and doing and being and doing and being, because human beings like you, you're smart, aren't you? You'll always adapt quickly and easily to different situations. And you know, some animals, when they have a fear or a worried response, a rush of adrenaline, their natural instinct is often to just run it off or shake it off or roar. Whatever it helps, release that to let go. So I'm wondering, when you notice the pushing through of adrenaline in you, and you now, when you go inside and notice that those energies that flow freely are suddenly connected with other energies, the energies which keep you going usefully when you're next to that coal face, you can notice that because it's useful at the time. And at the same time, you'll know that you'll rise to the surface to see the sunrise. The fog and the mist will already have cleared from the fields. You'll You'll take a deep breath of air once again. You can feel the easiness making your way home to retreat inside, to wash the blackness, the coal face away, to reconnect, to rest, to restore. And know that this is an important part of this too, for you. So, you can, and I invite you to return back here as often as you need. To know how valued you are, and to know that your value rests also in your ability to place deep value, the deepest, in your own connection and ability to find stillness. Retreating, restorative, rest. Now, you are enough. You are an amazing human being, a person of superhero strength inside, and you are a human being, a being who can benefit the world with your ability to sometimes just take time. For you. So return here often, my friend, and continue regularly to just take time for you. That's right.